So I think you already know the six consciousness is asserted by other schools, right? The five sense consciousness and the one mental consciousness. So we have already discussed about that, right? So each person has six consciousnesses. So according to this division of the Siddha Martin school, the true expectorant or the dull faculted Siddha Martins believe that or thinks that it is necessary to have a consciousness that holds or that carries all the imprints or the propensities of the karma, the negative or the positive karma. Yeah, so they say that it is necessary to have such consciousness. And other than the usual consciousness, there has to be a consciousness which carries or which stores, which keeps all these imprints. So that's called the mind basis of all. The Chittama, sorry, the Bhavashika and Sautantika asserts that it is the sixth consciousness, the mental consciousness that holds all the imprints of the positive, negative, and neutral actions or neutral karmas, right? but the Siddha Martin school, this division of the Siddha Martin school says, no, it is not right, to say that mental consciousness, holds all the imprints, because when mental consciousness is in association with the positive action, then it becomes positive. When it is in association with the negative, then it becomes negative. The mental consciousness, becomes negative. So when it becomes negative, then there is no, it cannot hold the imprint of the positive actions. So therefore, there has to be a separate consciousness, to hold the imprints of all the positive, negative, and neutral karmas. So that's why this Siddha Martin school says that there should be a separate mind, to hold the imprints of the positive and negative, positive, negative, and neutral karma, which is neutral by nature, neutral by nature, and which pervades, in all the realms, from the peak of existence all the way down to the hell without respite. So, so there has to be this kind of mind, and separate. So that's called the seventh consciousness, which is called the mind basis of all. And then the eighth consciousness, is called the afflicted an afflicted consciousness, an afflicted mind, and it is the self grasping, you know, it's grasping at the self. You know, the very grasping of the self, and it's the afflicted mind that's referring to here. And it says the five sense consciousness are not afflicted mind, and the mental consciousness, you know, is not afflicted mind. You know. But the afflicted mind is the existed. You know, it exists in every sentient being, so, you know, it has to, because it doesn't belong to the sixth consciousness, the sense consciousness and mental consciousness, you know, and of course it cannot be the basis, you know, to hold, the imprint of the positive, negative, and neutral actions, and so therefore there has to be a separate mind, you know, that's called the afflicted mind, you know, which is actually, the grasping of the self. And the grasping of the self existing, you know, self sufficiently or substantially. And so this mind only school, you know, said that the eighth consciousness, you know, the eighth consciousness, which is known as the afflicted mind, you know, it is the mind that grasps at the mind basis of all. It grasps the mind basis of all as existing, you know, self-sufficiently or substantially. You know, so the object, you know, is the mind basis of all, and sees that mind basis of all as existing self-sufficiently and substantially. So that mind, you know, is called the afflicted mind. And also this Chittamatan school, the true expectorant Chittamatan school, you know, says that the mind basis of all, you know, is the example of a person. You know, the sixth consciousness, the mental, the five sense consciousness is not person, the mental consciousness is not person, and the mind basis of all, the mental consciousness is also not person. So this mind basis of all, you know, that is the basis, you know, of the karmic result, and so that, you know, so that is the example of the person. So it's an example of that is the person. And also it says that the mind basis of all exists, you know, within the continuum, you know, within the sentient being, as long as they create positive or negative karmas. So the soon after they stop creating positive or negative karma, you know, when they become arhat, you know, the four destroyer or arhat, at that time the mind basis of all will cease also, because at that time there is the person doesn't have negative emotions like attachment, anger, and so forth, you know, to motivate, you know, one to create the negative karmas and to leave the imprints. Right. So if there is no imprint to leave, then it is not necessary to have that mind, you know, to hold the imprints. So therefore, it says that when the person becomes arhat, when the person have abandoned the delusions, that time the mind basis of all also ceases. But before that, and before that, it exists, you know, within the continuum of all sentient beings. And also in this text, and the root of the mind basis of all. So there's the text called the root of the mind basis of all.